This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the book of Genesis, something remarkable is being described. We are talking about the situation when Jacob blessed Joseph's sons in Egypt, Ephraim and Manasseh. And normally, you would take your right hand and place it on the head of the firstborn to give him a special blessing. But in this particular case, Jacob took his right hand and placed it on the head of the secondborn. And when Joseph tried to stop him, Jacob said, "No, I know this one, the firstborn, Manasseh, he will become a great nation. But the other one, Ephraim, he will become a commonwealth or a multitude of nations." And of course, with the blessings were included tremendous physical benefits. And history has shown that these benefits have been received. Long-time viewers and listeners to our programs and those who read our literature know that we are convinced that the United States of America is today Manasseh. And the British Commonwealths, and all these British Commonwealth nations, as we used to have them, are those who belong to Ephraim. Now, my wife and I recently went on a cruise to Alaska. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Alaska and how God's manifestation has become clear insofar as Alaska is concerned. Alaska having become, of course, a member state of the United States of America. I picked up a booklet there, Alaska, History in Brief, and this is what this booklet was telling us. Originally, of course, Alaska was a Russian colony, but the Russians never colonized Alaska fully, clinging to the coastline in their quest for furs. Three-fourths of Alaska was still unmapped when Alaska was sold in 1867. Because by the 1860s, the book is saying, the Russian government wanted to rid itself of its Russian-America colony. And so Alaska was an uncertain prize when purchased for $7.2 million by the United States government after the Civil War. So many felt that that was too much a price to pay. And many didn't like the idea that that much money was spent to purchase Alaska. But in 1856, Russia was near bankruptcy and feared losing its Alaska possessions, so Tsar Alexander II was ready to sell. You see how all these elements had an importance to bring about the sale of Alaska to America. And so, as I said, they sold it for $7.2 million, or about 2.3 cents per acre, or if you please, 0.0004 cents per square meter. And today they are telling us the value of Alaska is priceless. You couldn't even pay as much as it's worth. Now, of course, many people didn't like it. Some did. The booklet says that when this treaty was announced, the public response was favorable because Americans still embraced the principle of manifest destiny. There was an understanding, a belief, that all of this was destined to happen, that God had a hand to play in the benefits which were given to the American people. Exactly what God had promised in the Bible, some people, the public at the time, still believed that. Now, of course, Congress didn't. President Andrew Johnson called a special session of Congress in April 1867, but radical Republicans opposed the treaty. There is some evidence the Russians bribed some senators to gain approval. Even so, Johnson's impeachment proceedings delayed funding, but the House finally granted the funds in July of 1868, and the transfer ceremony took place on October 18, 1867. But shortly thereafter, after this treaty had occurred, after the transfer had occurred, gold was found, which made Alaska extremely important. And even today, it says, all the large and many of the small placer gold mines currently operating are operating in Alaska. All of those who are operating in the nation are still operating in Alaska, most of them. And then it says that at Skagway, tourists can also take one of Alaska's most popular excursions, the 68-mile White Pass and Yukon Road Railway. And we took that, my wife and I and friends, we took it, and we almost died in the process because we ended up in an avalanche which almost killed us. The ride was supposed to take 1.5 hours. We were stuck in the train for about 8 hours. But apart from gold, and Skagway was, of course, one of the places where gold was found, another place where gold was found was Juneau. Now, that is the capital of Alaska today. Many people think it's Anchorage, but it's Juneau. And it says that gold paralleled Juneau's growth. Now, did you know that Juneau is the second largest city in the United States in terms of geographic area? It is 3 times the size of Rhode Island. And of course, apart from gold, we all know about Alaska's fisheries. But did you know that Alaska's fisheries are some of the richest in the world? And over the past 20 years, Alaska has produced and harvested 10 times as much salmon as California, Oregon, and Washington combined. It shows a tremendous richness of the blessings which God bestowed on the United States of America, and especially Alaska as becoming part of America, in fulfillment of the promises which were given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then later to Manasseh. It says that annual yields of salmon can reach 1 billion pounds in commercial fisheries conducted from Ketchikan and then going on to other places. Now, Ketchikan is called the salmon capital of the world. Very interesting city, of course, which we also visited. We also looked at some tremendous, spectacular scenery like the Glacier Bay and other attractions, which also enhance the beauty of the state. Now, what is interesting is that Alaska is the only U.S. territory that has been occupied by a foreign power in the last 2 centuries. In 1942, the Japanese Empire overran the islands of Attu and Kiska and bombed U.S. military installations at Dutch Harbor. It was the only occupation of America during World War II. And then, of course, the strategic centerpiece of America's defense became known. In 1935, General Billy Mitchell alerted Congress, saying, "I believe that in the future, whoever holds Alaska will hold the world. I think it is the most important strategic place in the world." You see, the tremendous reason why Alaska had to become, in the plan of God, part of the United States of America. And it was only after America discovered Alaska's strategic importance in World War II that President Eisenhower signed the bill to admit Alaska as a 49th state on July 7, 1958. And 6 months later, on January 3, 1959, it was admitted into the Union. But tragedies would strike as well, because God had said, "As I am giving my blessings to Manasseh and Ephraim, including Alaska now, I will take him away if the people are not obeying me." And who is to say, and who can deny, that we in the United States of America and in Great Britain have not obeyed God, the God of the Bible, in the way God has commanded us to. And so in 1964, the Alaska earthquake struck, the Good Friday earthquake. It says it's the second most powerful earthquake ever measured by seismologists as a magnitude of 9.2. By comparison, the San Francisco earthquake of 1906 would have measured 7.9, an energy equivalent of less than 2% of the Alaska quake. A warning. Did the people heed? Well, they didn't. 3 years later, we read about the Fairbanks flood in 1967, the worst disaster in Fairbanks history. The flood was caused, interestingly enough, by an unprecedented rainfall that turned the Chena River into a torrent. Not normal circumstances did cause this. And of course, we all have heard of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, which was one of the most devastating human-caused environmental disasters in modern times. It was the largest spill in U.S. waters until the 2010 BP Deepwater Horizon disaster. And of course, the Exxon Valdez disaster, it says here, could not have come at a worse time for Alaskans who wanted to open ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, to drilling. And so that oil drilling was stopped. It's still stopped. What we are seeing, my friends, is when we are just looking at the history of Alaska, is how God saw to it that for a unusually small amount, Alaska was purchased, becoming ultimately part of the United States of America, and only after it had been purchased, its riches became known to the people. God had blessed America with Alaska, as God had blessed the descendants of the ancient house of Israel with tremendous blessings of a physical nature, helped them to win wars. But God has also said, now has come the time where America isn't going to win any further war, where the blessings are being taken away because they are not obeying me. When we look around in the United States of America, when we look around in Great Britain and the former countries of the British Commonwealths, when we talk about same-sex marriages, when we talk about the tremendous lying going on all over the place, including in high governmental places, who can honestly say that we are a godly nation believing and following God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? We cannot say that if we are honest. God is warning us. He is telling us disaster is coming. He is warning you individually to make sure that you are not being a victim of those disasters, because God is offering you protection individually if you follow Him. I pray that you will, because disaster is going to strike. What has happened in Alaska, the few things I've mentioned, are just a foretaste of what is going to happen to the entire Commonwealths of England or Great Britain, what is going to happen to the United States of America, and ultimately to the entire world. Disaster is decreed. May God help you that you can be spared. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.